The Butterfly Lovers. At one time in Imperial China, there lived a wealthy family who had 9 children. There were 8 boys and only 1 girl. As the youngest child and only daughter in the family, Zhu Ying Tai was especially pampered by her father. Yet there was one thing which upset Zhu Ying Tai's father about her. She wanted to go to school. It was quite unacceptable at this time for girls to attend school, but the young girl was very persistent and pleaded with her father to let her go. Zhu Ying Tai's father made a deal with his daughter. If she was able to find a school willing to accept her, then he would support her decision. Zhu Ying Tai's father was confident that no school would admit a female student. However, the young girl was clever and, dressed as a boy, she managed to gain admission to a school in a nearby city. Every day for the next 4 years, Zhu Ying Tai managed to fool everyone at the school that she was actually a boy as she went about completing her studies. It was during this time that she met and fell in love with a young man and fellow student named Liang Shanbo. At first, Zhu Ying Tai and Liang Shanbo were only good friends. Liang was a studious young man and didn't notice that his best friend was in fact really a girl and that she loved him. Zhu Ying Tai came up with a plan to finally reveal herself to Liang and hoped that then he would fall in love with her also. She had recently received a letter from her parents informing her that she must return home after her education was complete. Zhu Ying Tai made Liang promise that he would come to visit her at her home. Liang indeed did promise that he would come to visit his friend once he had saved up enough money to be able to do so. Months later, Liang travelled to Zhu Ying Tai's city to visit his friend. Seeing him coming down the road, Zhu Ying Tai rushed out to greet Liang, as she had very much missed him during their time apart. Liang, however, did not immediately recognize Zhu Ying Tai, because she was no longer dressed as a boy. "Do you know who I am? I'm your good friend from school," said Zhu Ying Tai. She promptly professed her love for Liang, who was quite taken aback at this revelation. Suddenly, it all made sense to Liang, and he realized why he felt such a strong love for his friend. The young couple then fell in love, and Zhu Ying Tai and Liang promised themselves to each other. They went to tell Zhu Ying Tai's father that they wished to be married. The father, however, informed the young lovers that he had already arranged for Zhu Ying Tai to be married to a wealthy businessman. Liang was devastated by the news and became quite lovesick. Forlorn, he left Zhu Ying Tai's city and on the long walk home he died. Weeks later, Zhu Ying Tai's wedding day to the other man had arrived, but Zhu Ying Tai could not stop herself thinking about her love for Liang. As the marriage ceremony commenced, a powerful whirlwind enveloped the city, delaying the wedding. Zhu Ying Tai took the opportunity to leave and to try to find Liang, not knowing he had already died. Unfortunately, she discovered Liang's grave. Realizing her true love had died, Zhu Ying Tai was overcome with grief. She cried out to the gods to open Liang's grave so that she could see him one more time. Immediately, the ground opened and Zhu Ying Tai fell in. The young girl's relatives, rushing behind her, reached the gravesite, but there was no sign of Zhu Ying Tai, only an empty grave. Moments later, out flew 2 butterflies, flitting together in the air in a beautiful dance, together at last.